It's a Saturday morning in CCO land during a holiday weekend. Jack Farrell is with us in his wine shed. Jack, happy Easter to you and all of our CCO listeners. Well, happy Passover as well.
Indeed, and the same to you and to all our listeners. Happy Easter, happy Passover. Today I'm going to talk about something kind of unusual. I got a letter a couple weeks ago reminding me that many years ago I talked about what to do with all the leftover eggs that everyone generally has after Easter. If you have hard-boiled egg or colored eggs, etc., you end up with a lot of eggs after Easter. What to do with them? Well, one of the great things you can do, colored eggs, etc., you end up with a lot of eggs after Easter. What to do with them? Well, one of the great things you can do with them is to make a hard egg dressing. This is so simple. You chop up a pickle. You add a half a cup of olive oil, a quarter cup of vinegar, a tablespoon of Dijon mustard, and three hard-boiled eggs chopped up. And that goes on anything. It's a hard egg dressing. Once again, it's a chopped pickle, a half a cup of olive oil, a quarter cup of vinegar, a tablespoon of Dijon mustard, and three hard-boiled eggs all chopped up and put in there. And it goes on almost anything. It's fabulous on fresh asparagus. It's great on a salad. It's great on a sandwich. It really is a terrific thing, that hard egg dressing. But let's talk about for a minute what you do with all those eggs. Well, naturally, you can make egg salad. That's sort of a no-brainer. And, of course, deviled eggs are always a wonderful thing to have, and everybody just loves them. Another interesting play on deviled eggs is to make a deviled egg dip. There's recipes you can find for that. It's very good. My wife likes sliced egg, hard-boiled eggs with smoked salmon on open toast. It's just a wonderful little snack sandwich. And another one is sliced eggs with tomato and sliced avocado. It's just terrific. Those chopped eggs can be added to any salad. They're good in potato salad without question. They're great in tuna salad, ham salad. If you make a salad niçoise, it even calls for hard-cooked eggs. Ham salad with chopped eggs and is enhanced beautifully from those chopped hard-boiled eggs. Cobb salad, of course. And, of course, you can always mix them with stuff like shrimp salad. It would be wonderful with hard-cooked eggs. It's just a great salad stretcher and adds so much flavor. You want to try something interesting the next time you make deviled eggs. Get roasted paprika instead of regular paprika. It adds an extra dimension. Breakfast casserole can be just terrific when hard-boiled eggs are added to it. Creamed hard-boiled eggs on toast is another great snack, good breakfast dish too. Pea salad, where you mix peas, cheddar cheese, pimento, some potatoes, and hard-boiled eggs, is very, very good. And then regular egg salad, only with made it with chopped avocado, is just terrific. And Parmesan cheese goes a long way to adding to those eggs. Another great thing is pickled eggs. That is really fun to make. There's loads of recipes. Even the kids enjoy them after they've made them, particularly. As an hors d'oeuvre, they're marvelous. Just sliced egg, sliced hard-boiled egg, topped with a dollop of caviar or capers or anchovies, make terrific hors d'oeuvres all by themselves. Soy eggs, which is an Oriental dish, where you marinate the whole egg in soy sauce, garlic, chilies, rice wine, and a little rice vinegar, and let them sit for a while, a couple days, and then take them out. They're just terrific. Don't forget you can use those, too. Those hard-boiled eggs that you've dyed can make a beautiful centerpiece for your table. They can be great for place cards. Of course, as an egg hunt, they're terrific. How about on a crostini bread, a BLT chicken salad? That's just chicken salad with lettuce, tomato, and bacon added to it. It's wonderful. One thing we tried 2 years ago, which turned out to be a big hit with our family, is put the hard-cooked eggs, of course shelled, in the middle of your next meatloaf. It makes the meatloaf look just dazzling with that hard-cooked egg down the middle. So when you slice the meatloaf, you have the meatloaf all surrounding that hard-cooked egg. Looks beautiful, tastes even better. It's just a great way to go. That stuffed meatloaf. Macaroni and cheese benefits from chopped hard-boiled eggs in it. And you can have a bacon egg lasagna, which is absolutely terrific. Or how about curried olive egg salad? I think you get the idea. There's all sorts of things you can do with those hard-cooked eggs. Another one we tried up at the lake a couple years ago was hash brown paquettes. We made aluminum paquettes, filled them with shredded potatoes that were cooked, bacon, cheese, and chopped up hard-boiled egg. Wrapped the packets up and put them in the campfire. Took them out. I'll tell you, everybody loved them. They were hash brown packets. Again, it was potatoes, hash browns, cooked, of course, bacon, cheese, and hard-boiled eggs. And just put in the campfire long enough to melt the cheese and heat it through, and it was just delicious. Of course, if you're having asparagus, a great way to have it is with chopped egg on top of it, or that hard egg dressing that I mentioned. Pasta with grated eggs atop. You just use them just like Parmesan cheese. Only grate the eggs on top of the pasta and as well as Parmesan cheese. Grits benefit greatly from sliced hard-boiled eggs or chopped hard-boiled eggs in them. And, of course, egg salad. And you might want to try making your egg salad with olive oil instead of mayonnaise. It's very, very interesting. And use coarse ground sea salt and coarse ground pepper. Adds a little dimension. And, of course, those hard-cooked eggs will go with absolutely almost everything in a salad or any leftover vegetables. And all you do is just take toasted bread and put the leftover vegetables on and then shred the eggs on top of that. I think you get the idea. There's just 100 different ways you can use hard-boiled eggs and reuse them. And I look forward to the bounty we get with those dyed eggs to have an extra dozen hard-cooked eggs around. I particularly like them in just a green salad sliced on the top because with scallions, I think those hard-cooked eggs and scallions have such a wonderful affinity with one another, and they go with all sorts of dressings, whatever your favorite is. Now, you might wonder, what kind of wine do I have with all these egg dishes? Well, that's a simple no-brainer, too. You know, champagne goes with almost everything I have recommended here. It's just perfect. And you don't have to break the bank and buy a really expensive bottle of champagne. A sparkling champagne is terrific. And we have an interesting sparkling wine, Beaumont Rosé, sparkling Cremant from Burgundy. It's a pretty rosé color, so it adds to the holiday festivities. And it happens to marry just beautifully with any hard-cooked eggs. That's Henri de Viamont Rosé Sparkling, and it's a sparkling, it's a Cremant from Burgundy, so it's made in the Champagne tradition. It's just not made in Champagne itself. It's made down in Burgundy. Another great wine with these is Chablis from France. Chablis is, you know, the original un-oaked Chardonnay. Very, very few Chablis are made in wooden barrels. There's some, but very, very few. So you get that non-oaked Chardonnay, which is what Chablis really is really terrific and goes very well with all of these. Another is Pinot Blanc. A good Pinot Blanc from Oregon is just terrific. Or try something from Hungary, like Gultner Veltner. It's just a wonderful, crisp white wine. Very, very dry, nice and acidic. Goes well with all that. And don't forget, a light Pinot Noir can go perfectly with any of these egg dishes. They are just kind of made for one another. If you're doing something with chorizo or pimento, a Rioja from Spain would also go very nicely with all these things we've mentioned. And speaking of wine and food pairings, if you're having ham for Easter, try a Riesling. The Rieslings are out of favor, but Tannisch makes a good one. It's just a straight two-core Riesling. It's not, it's a state bottle, but it's not from their own estate. It's from other properties around there. And it's a wonderful Riesling. Goes just perfectly with your baked ham. Believe me, of course, if you're having traditional lamb, almost any Cabernet is very good. Fog Mountain is a great one I happen to like from California, which is delicious. And if you want to try something from France, Chateau Malmaison is very good. And there's also one called Melange, the Thousand Angels. So wonderful, light little Bordeaux. And it goes perfectly with lamb, whether you're having crown lamb, a roasted rack of lamb, stuffed lamb, butterfly lamb, lamb shank, etc. I think you get the idea. Bordeaux is just made to go, in my opinion, with all those lamb dishes. You know, they have lamb that grazes on the salt flats of the Médoc. You know, the Médoc is part of Bordeaux. It's the part of the area that's closest to the sea, and they call it Agneau de Sal, lamb of the salt. And those lamb from there goes absolutely perfectly with any kind of Bordeaux you're going to have. So, but try that Melange. It's a good one. It's not expensive, and it'll go perfectly with your roasted lamb dish. If you're having chicken, Chardonnay is not bad. We have a good one called Top Hat. Nice, inexpensive, but it's a good Chardonnay and go perfectly with chicken. And let's not forget, if you're having salmon or chicken, Pinot Noir is always a good choice. We particularly like one called Provenira, which is from California. It's modestly priced, but it's a really good, wonderful little Pinot Noir that won't break the bank and is delicious. And then when we were talking about those Chardonnays, not bad one is Tobias. I think I mentioned him in the past. He's the son of Rick Foreman, who makes a great Chardonnay and great Cabernet and is kind of a legend in the Napa Valley. He's been there for over 55 years making wine. This is his son, makes great wine, Tobias Chardonnay. We just perfect with some of these dishes. A glazed ham, you know, as I said, try a little Riesling. Go outside your comfort limit and try that Riesling. You'll find that it goes just perfectly with any kind of pork dish. If you're having au gratin potatoes, and a lot of people do, or scalloped potatoes, sparkling wine goes very, very nicely with that. And also, don't forget those sparkling wines go so well with spring vegetables, asparagus, which is hard. But if you try asparagus with Gauntner Veltner, which I had just mentioned, you'll find that the marriage is made in heaven. And like I say, asparagus is hard. Carrots are a little easier for spring vegetables. Go very, very nicely with it. And let's not forget that these dishes are all wonderful, and they're that much better when they're paired with a wine that goes so well with them. So while you're enjoying your Easter or Passover festivities, why not try marrying a wine with the main part of your meal? I think you'll find that the meal is more enjoyable. It's easier. It's a lot to talk about at the table. You'll have plenty to talk about anyway. But chatting about the wonderful marriage of food and wine is a nice thing to think about at this time of year. And like you say, there's so many wonderful wines you can choose from, and there's so many wonderful things you can do with those hard-cooked eggs. So don't despair. Try some of these things, particularly that hard-boiled egg dressing. I think you'll find that you'll be looking for excuses to have hard-boiled eggs around the house instead of bemoaning the fact.
Absolutely. And such a great time of year also for that spring sale at Haskell's.
Oh, indeed. It's going on right now, and it is a wonderful sale. It goes through the 1st of May, and I'm telling you, there is some spectacular buys at your local Haskell's store. And the folks at Haskell's, incidentally, love to talk about wine. They'll help you pick a wine that'll make your holiday feast that much more enjoyable. And best of all, they'll help you pick a wine that will not break the bank. It's affordable. There's a Haskell's near you in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's in Excelsior. In Faribault, there's a Haskell's right off of 35. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be believed. 22,000 square feet of wine. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. And there's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. Don't forget, Haskell's are the wine people. And they do deliver. And let's not forget, Haskell's will be closed for Easter, so be sure and stock up today for your holiday.
Jack, we hope you and all the folks at Haskell's have a very enjoyable and peaceful Easter, and we'll talk next week.
And you know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that. Thank you, and happy Easter to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.